Blog Talk Radio.
Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you tonight, my friend?
On a scale of 1 to 10, I'm about a 27. How about you?
All right. I'm a crazy one.
Well, I know you're getting ready to get out of town and everything. You're going to go from overpowering heat and rain to coolness.
Oh, I so hope so. This is just absolutely insane. You know, I have one glorious thing to say. For the first day in like 5 weeks, absolutely no rain. Just lovely. So, however, it is also, the heat index is probably 102 or 103. I'm betting it's over 100. It's pretty hot and humid out there.
Well, we were 93 today with the heat index and stuff, but we did have a nice breeze, so it really wasn't that bad if you're in the shade. Of course, you know me. I mean, I'm so light-skinned, I can't stay in the sun for very long anyway. Down in Florida, I had to hide from it, okay? But
yep.
I am having problems with the Blog Talk Radio interface today, because I was trying to send out and announce to people that were on the air, and for some reason it just won't send. I don't know what the deal is, but we'll just go with the flow.
You know, Blog Talk has its quirks. We've been working with it for years. It's kind of crazy. Can't figure out why they can't have all these quirks, but hey, it's all good. We'll go with it and see where it leads us to.
Exactly right.
How about
right.
that grand trine we have going on right now?
Spectacular. I was looking at that, and I am feeling so happy in my heart.
Oh.
We're having a huge psychic fair this weekend at the Unity Church here in Roanoke, and we have a lot of practitioners, and we're going to be there Friday night, and we're going to be there all day Saturday. And so it's great because it's my tribe. And we're going to all get together. It's going to be lots of hugging. There's probably going to be belly dancing going on. There's going to be music playing. And everybody's going to be giving their spiritual gifts to the public. It's going to be awesome. And I looked at this and I said, we are so blessed.
It's a beautiful thing.
Yes.
You know, it really is. You know, the way I look at it is envision what you love, and the universe will give it to you, is the way I look at this. With the Jupiter-Venus trine in that grand trine to Neptune, the benefactors are so working in everybody's favor. So it's believing in it. It's seeing it, envisioning it, and believing in it. And it can happen. No matter what logic or sense or what it looks like today, if you envision it today, it can happen. That's the beauty of this grand trine.
And now it's the double trine between the sun and Mercury and trine to Mars and Moon. And we're looking at Gemini, Aquarian forces. So some people think, oh, you should pray specifically, or you should put out to the universe exactly what you want. With me, that looks to me like you need to give options to the divine to pull it off for you, okay?
All right, yeah. Yeah, at least
have a plan A and a plan B.
Give them a choice.
Yes.
Yeah, give them a choice, at least two here. And really,
exactly
it's,
right.
At that time, it's also that's the end result. Aquarian sees the end result. So it's all about the end result. It's not about what it is today. It's not about what's going to happen in the immediate future. It's about that end result. So I so agree. Give them an option. Hey, we can get there this way or this way. You choose, but, you know, let's go.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I tell you what, I love the higher mind energy of the Aquarian, working with our mental focus and the way that we gyrate to the energies here on the planet. It's almost like Earth and Heaven are somehow having like a little spiritual hug this week. I'm like so happy about that.
It's true. That was a great way. I would have never said it that way. That was inspiring.
Thank you. You know me, I just fly by the seat of my pants.
Yeah, but you sometimes have some profound statements that, like, describe it perfectly. You're awesome.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. That means a lot coming from you because I respect and admire you as well. It's like we're an amazing duo. I'm so happy we do this show together every week. This is bliss for me.
Oh, it's great for me, too.
And it doesn't matter whether you're in Ohio or, you know, wherever I am and stuff, we somehow manage to pull it off almost all the time. And the times we can't, for the most part, we make it happen.
Absolutely.
So anyway, we have a couple of people on hold and stuff. We might want to find out how we can inspire them this evening.
How about we do that?
Okay. Area code 111, you're on the air.
Hi there. So
hi.
I'm calling in to see what is up with all of this beautiful energy in my chart. So
who are we speaking with?
Hi, Jeanette.
Hi,
ladies. So my birthday, I don't know if I actually have called your show to do my chart. It's July 17th, and it's 11:32 a.m., 1958.
New York.
Yes, that's the one.
11:38 p.m.?
No, 11:32 a.m. and 1958.
Got it.
Is the year.
And are you still in New York?
No, I'm not.
Where are you?
I'm in Southern California, Los Angeles area.
Ah, now I remember you. Got it. Awesome. Let's see what we see for you. Ah, that beautiful Cancer son of yours. I'm a Cancer too, by the way.
I know. I love that.
What do you do for a living?
Right now, I am actually preparing healthy meals for people, and you know, I'm really open to a lot more coming in and manifesting. So, when I say that, it sounds very kind of like not even where I want to be, even though I'm helping and I'm making an impact. I like that part, but yeah, I'm ready to open up my world.
I think you should. I talked about in the beginning, be inspired, find that vision. Your work is a way of life. Your sun natally sits in your 10th house of your career. Okay. Your moon also sits in that 10th house. Your sun is in Cancer, but your moon is in Leo. Okay. So this makes you a nurturing, take charge kind of girl. Okay. Now, the downside is that your work is a way of life. It's a passion. There's not one profession that can work for you. This is
right.
A lifestyle type situation. So
right.
The reason why I say that is because it's a very fine line you walk. Okay, you've got to find your passion. Is what I'm going
right.
to say. What do you want to do when you grow up? What are you passionate about? Okay, because envisioning that grand trine is going from your sixth house to your tenth house to your second house. Hitting your personal values and beliefs, your day-to-day service to this world, and your career, okay? So it's saying dream, envision, see what's out there, okay? And like Aphrodite said, have a couple options. Don't be so intensely serious about this. This is where it comes in. You get all very serious about it. you Cancers don't get so serious about. Lighten up. You have a Leo moon. Lighten up. Okay? Play with it. Sit with it. Say, okay, I'm open to what it is. Let's see where it is. And start just putting things out there until it feels right. Because it's a strong intuitive thing right now that can give you that inspiration. What do you think, Aphrodite?
Well, I'm looking at your LA chart, which, of course, is very different. And what I'm seeing here is you're definitely a light worker, and you know it. And right now you're preparing healthy meals for people, but you could be very, very motivated and very inspired to help other people to live a healthier life, whether it is mentally, spiritually, emotionally, or physically. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's really where you need to concentrate to see what doors open for you, because in L.A., your son's in the 11th house of the light worker. Your Venus is in Gemini in the 10th house, so having two careers simultaneously does work for you. You could still do what you're doing now, and you could branch out and become more of a healthcare practitioner, which I think you would be phenomenal. Okay?
Yeah, I definitely am thinking along, or I have been thinking along those lines, and I do know that I'm not wanting to restrict it. Again, I'm using that word. I don't really want to restrict myself. But the other thing that comes up for me is that lifestyle idea and also wanting to have fun at what I do. So, you know, the practitioner thing kind of feels like it's too serious. I mean, I want to help people, but I also want to have fun, and I also want to kind of feel like I'm in a real creative flow. That's really strong for me right now, that desire.
And here again, this could even lead to, this could lead to going out and telling people, being a public speaker, okay?
Yes.
It could go in that way of being inspiration. It doesn't have, again, that's what I'm trying to open you up to, is that when she says that, you box it into a clinical thing, okay? Your work is an expression of your soul. Other people may do it a certain way. You have to do it your way. You're not normal, okay? So when
you're extraordinary.
When you talk about that, when you talk about that, you have that great healthcare thing, okay? Don't think of it in the box. Think of it, okay, how can I express this out? Because that Leo energy is so strong in your chart. You have Uranus in Leo. You have Mercury in Leo, and those are both in your natal 11th house, besides your moon over there in the 10th that we talked about, okay?
Mm-hmm.
This really gives you an avenue of expression, of enlightenment and awakenment of others. So think about it more of a motivational speaker or something like this, of information or things like this, than a practitioner working with people on a one-to-one basis.
Right. Got it. Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm a Cancer Leo Cuspian. If I was born 12 minutes later, I would have been a Leo. Okay, so I have the same kind of blending of energy that you do, and there's times I want to bake cookies and pet cats and crochet, and there's times I want to go out and talk to 1,000 people and knock them dead, okay? I do both.
I know.
And I really think that you could be so highly inspired and uplifting by when you awaken other people, you awaken self with the kind of planetary energies we have. Especially with Mars being Aquarius along this year. See, Mars is usually in a sign every 2.5 years, and so there for only 7 weeks. That's not going to happen this year. Mars is going to move forward in Aquarius. It's going to retrograde. It's going to retrograde back in the last couple of degrees of Capricorn. It's going to turn over and go through Aquarius again. It's going to be in Aquarius till November 15th this year. This is your time. This is your time to do this. Yes.
Right, because it's going to make a trine to my Venus. Is that what you're seeing?
Absolutely, more than once.
It's also going to go over your Chiron back and forth.
Right.
Okay, with Chiron is those little shifts of life, okay? So remember that, there's these sudden shifts that are going to occur as a result of this Chiron effect of yours. Be creative. It's out of your fifth house. Be creative. It's stretching your creativity.
Okay, and do you see any money coming in, like in the near future? like a sizable amount of money?
Well, if I look at the LA chart, if that's going to happen, it's going to come from a distance.
Okay.
Okay? Because Uranus just entered Taurus, and it hasn't been there for 84 years. And it's opposing your Neptune in Scorpio, okay, in the LA chart. And so when you're looking at the third house of your lifestyle, which Jacqueline has been very, very amazingly accurate about talking about your way of life, but Uranus basically opposing that Neptune now, my feeling is if things can come out of the blue over the next couple of months for you, but it's more apt to come from far away or from something that you find even on the internet, something that all of a sudden you're like, that's it. That's it. So it can come either through someone that lives far away from you, like something through legacy, or it can come through you really envisioning, that's it. I've seen where I need to go with my spiritual self. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Okay. In your natal chart, it's going from your eighth house to your second house. Okay, is where the Uranus that she was talking about. Okay. And Jupiter is sitting in your second house of personal finances right now. It's sitting there retrograde. It's going to go, I think it's the 9th or the 10th of July. I'm not sure which one. Right there.
10th.
Okay. I knew Aphrodite would know exactly which one.
Confirmation.
I know it's and, here again, Uranus and Neptune are going through your house of inheritance, other people's money, and your own personal finances. So, yes, I'm going to say I agree with Aphrodite that through this time, whether it be through an inheritance or through an envisionment of something, other people are going to give you money.
And that could actually come very soon. Is that what you're saying? Like it's
It won't come before July. It won't come before that July mark. Okay, I can tell you that. Because Jupiter is retrograde in your second house, that means it's percolating, okay? It's not going to have any effect until then. It still has a little bit of a shadow, so you have a shot, but not really a big shot of it happening at that point in time, okay? I'm thinking more towards fall. This may be more towards that period of time, okay? Just in looking at what I see. What do you see, Aphrodite?
I'm thinking more towards late July and August because of all her Leo stuff and Mars and Aquarius. I think it's going to happen a little bit sooner. You might know it's coming, and you might be in that creative process beforehand, but you might not necessarily feel the stability and security that you seek probably until early September. I agree with Jacqueline on that call. But I think you might know of it first. You might know of it sooner and then know that this is your time to launch.
Okay. I agree. I see that. I missed that mark.
That's all right. That's why we work together.
We work well together.
You work well together, exactly. That's awesome. Okay. Well, good.
Well, keep us posted, Jeanette.
To look to.
We're here
thank
for
you.
You call
so
us
much.
More often. We love talking to you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Okay, I will. You got it.
Many
take
blessings.
Care.
All right. Bye-bye.
Many blessings. Right, bye-bye.
How many times do you read people, Jacqueline, and you feel like there's a little bit of a mirror going on with yourself?
Oh, funny. Every once in a while I find somebody that has similar qualities as me.
I've been seeing more and more of that lately, so I guess I'm supposed to be doing something more, but right now I don't know where I'd find the time.
Well, they're just showing you little aspects.
Yeah, they're kind of building me up for something. Yeah. So you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 256, you're on the air.
Hello, this is Kimberly. How are you?
Hey, Kimberly. I'm good. How are you?
Good.
What's shaking?
Everything. It's summer.
I have six Kimberlys. Which Kimberly are you?
So I'm the Kimberly from Atlanta, Georgia, 11/5/1970.
Gotcha. And which city in Georgia are you in now? Because I know you were born in Alabama.
Yeah, I was born in Tubby, Alabama. Tucker, T-U-C-K-E-R.
Where in Georgia?
Tucker, T-U-C-K-E-R.
Got it. Yeah, I can hear a lot of background noise. Sorry.
It's okay.
Oh. What do you value, Kimberly?
Oh, my God. Look at the trying.
Say again? Well, I'm really, I left a job that didn't suit me, so now I'm looking for another. And preferably, instead of teaching, something outside the classroom.
This is your launch here, girl. You are so close. You're about a month away.
Okay.
I mean, the trines, Jacqueline, back me up on this. Aren't these trines you're seeing overwhelming?
Yeah. And they're going from your 6 hours of your work, to your 10 hours of your career, to your 7 hours of personal finances, to your son.
No.
They're all over the place. This is great. This is really great. You know, this is a lot of energy, so, you know, you're probably a little overwhelmed with the crazy. Mars is in Aquarius, so a lot of crazy changes. So the moon, Mars, they kind of get you going, you know, wobbly a little bit. But you have so many trines, so many easy aspects that the universe is saying, hey, you do this, you follow these steps, you start pursuing what you want, and we're just going to hand it over to you on the silver platter. But do the work. What do you think, Aphrodite?
I so agree. Mars is sitting right on your moon tonight. And it's basically in trying to your natal Mars and Uranus, which just means that you did this very spontaneously because your higher self, your inner angel, knew you had to make this change. Know that you are supported by the thought to tell you. It's that good. It's that good.
Okay. Okay.
And don't be shy about really looking into things that really challenge you. Yeah, because what you were doing before, you were using very little compared to the amount of gifts that you do want to bring to the world. And,
right.
And now you're seeing it because
exactly.
Jupiter being in Scorpio, it magnifies everything it touches. And it's retrograde right now, so it's time to rewrite the resume. It's time to rewrite your passion. It's time to rewrite how much you are willing to learn, grow, and change the world. Okay? So take this time to be with yourself and really concentrate on what it is that you as a soul want to bring to this earth. And every door will open. Every door will open. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
Trust the process. I know you're taking all that scorpion energy. I know how hesitant it is. But, hey, this is a great time. Trust the process. It will work in your favor. Okay, just don't get frustrated with the blockages. Yep, I'm just going to ignore that and move on.
Okay.
And keep us posted, will you?
Good luck.
All right, I will. Thank you very much.
Blessings to you, hon. Okay, bye.
All right, bye.
Wow, what a lineup. It's almost disarming.
Wow. Yeah. Look at all those trines. Whoa.
Jeez, can I change my birthday? Just kidding.
Well, you know, that's a little crazy there, too. You know, even Mars and trine with Mars and all of this, you know, that leads to a whole heck of a lot of energy at once. That's, for Scorpio, I think it's a little overwhelming.
But I know she can deal with it, or it wouldn't be presenting itself in the heavens. Yeah, that's the other thing, too.
Oh,
because
not.
Of her unique self.
Scorpio.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's a Scorpio. She can handle it. It's just a little overwhelming. A lot of energy.
Yeah. I'm thinking that this grand trine in water is really going to help her, though. I think she's going to think this through over the next few days, and she's going to really go ahead and just do it. It's just coming to her. It's great.
Oh, yeah.
Our next caller is somebody we both know and love.
Oh, good.
Yana!
Hey, Aphrodite. Hi, Jackie.
How you doing,
Jana? How are you?
I can't say it on the air. I was wondering what you can tell me about the next couple of days. I've tried to write you inadvertently. Actually, I didn't write you, but I wrote you without meaning to. Something's happening on Tuesday, and I'm deathly afraid. And I'm trying to keep my hopes.
Okay.
Thank you.
You know, this is a transformation and change. We understand that. Okay. Again, here, your benefits are in your local area, your local neighborhood. Okay. And what's holding you back, okay, of this whole entire process is fear and shame. Okay.
Actually, it's lack of resources.
What's holding you back from getting the resources is fear and shame.
Okay.
That's how come I said actually what's going on. Okay. Here again, it's a matter of looking at what options are available to you. Saturn is still retrograde on your Venus. Tonight, Jupiter is still retrograde on your Sun. Yes, your home is making a transformation and change. But there's opportunities around you that you really need to look at, is what I'm going to say. What do you think, Aperna?
Well, I want to tell you, I pulled up your transits on here for the day that you have all these concerns about. What time is your meeting?
Well, it's not a meeting. It's much worse than that. Actually, tomorrow I need to go to the upper court, the Court of Appeals, with a doctor's note that my doctor kindly gave me yesterday, stating the gravity of the matter and saying that I should not be moved because the case was appealed, and what is actually being appealed is this last judge's decision to not vacate a sale and to issue a writ of possession. And that's what's being appealed. But these people are going ahead with the possession nonetheless. And I'm deathly scared.
Well, here you have to trust your process. One of the things it says here in this report that I have in front of me right now, I just put it up on screen so I can just share it with you tonight, okay? It says you'll receive important documents and letters now. And it says cultivate your intellectual interests. Try not to take this personally. Know that this is a matter of course with them, but your doctor has stepped in as a personal advocate for you, okay? And so I have a feeling that you're going to, at the very least, get a delay. You might not get resolution, but because there's several major planets retrograde right now, you're more apt to end up getting what I want to say is a stay of execution here. So don't get yourself all upset and start to stimulate your anxiety. You don't want that to affect your health right now. Stand strong that this is reality. Your physical condition and these things, that they have to give you enough time to reposition yourself. So you're not really asking for them to not have any voice. You're asking them for time, right?
And was willing to pay them for it through a grant, through a pledge.
Right.
But they have
and
refused
this is what you need to be
now.
Able to deliver that information to the court because they have refused it. So what they have done is they have not acknowledged your true intention. And the court or the judge is going to see that. So stand strong on your own integrity, Diana. Okay.
So go there tomorrow. Go to at least make
go there and say,
to
I have been
to...
trying to do the right thing, Judge. This is my medical situation, and I am trying to show them that I am a woman of integrity, and I have made every effort. And I think
so
you can get a continuance,
not...
you can get a delay, whatever. Okay?
See, I appealed the judge's decision, so Are you saying go back to that judge whose decision I'm appealing and tell him, because this is what I'm appealing, that, you know, it should be heard by the Court of Appeals? I don't
exactly.
feel that I'm doing, yeah.
And that's fine.
But
so let
I
the
go
Court of Appeals
to...
handle it, because either he wasn't privy to the information or he didn't take it seriously.
But to the judge or to the appeals court? That's
the appeals court.
I'm going to go
you pass
the
judge, you're
court.
In the appeals court now, and they can, again, they can block his decision or at least delay the execution of the order. So
thank you.
Go in there feeling faith, as Jacqueline would say, and stand on the fact that you are making every effort. Because you have been.
It was a miracle that the doctor offered that. I didn't even think of asking, but it's very clear the my situation currently is in jeopardy physically, and to, you know, put that kind of stress on everything, on the body, it could be, you know, the longest trip ever. So
again, go there knowing that your guardian angels and God is with you, and that whatever happens there, just trust.
Okay. I love you. I thank you. I thank you, Jackie. The same goes for you. And
fuck for you.
Thank you for, you know,
thank
for
you,
giving
but it'll
me
be all right.
And I'm going to keep you in my thoughts and prayers too.
Thank you.
And I have been praying for you every day.
The point is that
you really have to trust a little bit more. Aphrodite was so right on the mark with this, okay? And everything she said was perfect. The point is that it's really a matter of trust and faith. You've got to get out of that guilt and shame and go, no, this is what I must go through. I must have the courage to walk through this.
The guilt is not there, but the shame is overwhelming. It is killing me. The shame, it hasn't been shamed for, on the 21st, it will be 10 years. And the shame multiplies. Guilt, I have not had in any way that I could feel guilty, except being late in my, that, you know, is something else. But guilty, no.
Let go of the shame.
Okay.
You have nothing to be ashamed of.
Thank you, and to your listeners, I'm sorry to have taken up so much time, but thank you for
being
patient.
Oh, don't apologize.
You are fine. We love and care about you, and you keep us posted, okay?
Okay, I love you both.
And
Mr.
Jack.
Can you hold?
Yes, please.
All right. Blessings, girl. Such a good woman. So, another person we know and love. Are you ready?
Okay.
Area code 561-568, you're on the air.
Hello, ladies. How are you? This is Cindy. All I want to know
doing,
is what is my chart. I'm doing great. I would like to know what my chart has to say for me this week.
Okay.
You had some great news last week.
Bada bing, bada boom.
Yeah.
For some reason, I'm not finding you on my system. What did I do with you? I know you're in here.
October 17th.
1933.
What time?
The same age as my aunt.
I think it's 1:30 a.m. Yeah.
And where?
Boston.
Hello?
Boston?
Boston.
Okay.
You're breaking up.
It's definitely Boston.
Oh, I'm here.
Can you hear me better now?
Yep. little technological issues.
Say it again.
We're here.
What does my chart have to say?
I'm still putting in, babe. Give me a minute, okay?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I couldn't quite understand what you were saying.
No, I did an upgrade.
I'm not impatient.
I'll send you some beach right now. Okay. You know, Mars is kind of, it's coming up on your Saturn, okay? So what I am going to say is things are percolating. Okay. I know
okay.
that the South Node and old issues from the past are returning. Okay. Patience is a virtue. Okay.
Yes.
Let things. You're having old issues from the past return. Okay. It's strong. Let it go. Okay. This too shall change. Is what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
Go about enjoying your life and doing what you want to do and let the rest of that go at this time. What do you think, Aphrodite?
I agree. She's got a grand trine in air right now going on in her chart. So your health should be okay, and right now you're over-processing because you want to be more in control of your circumstances. I understand that. But at the same time, your natal Jupiter is blessing you. Your natal Jupiter is blessing you in the second house of real estate and how you earn your daily bread and what you value in the world right now. So if you just stick to your story, and as Jacqueline said, ride the wave, this Jupiter retrograde right now is kind of putting you on hold just until the 10th of July. It's a small thing. You know, I mean, it's like a month, okay? So that's not a big deal. But your chart is actually in really good shape here. Now, have you been trying to work on your health more?
Yes, sort of.
Okay. A lot of it has to do with your diet and your breathing. Get more oxygen and eat more live food. Okay?
Okay.
And now, do you swim?
Where I'm moving to, I will have the I'll be able to swim, yes. But not right now.
I love that for you. I love that for you in the future. I love that.
Yeah,
I think that
I do
the divine
too.
Is going to gift you with that. I think the divine is going to gift you with that. And also a different kind of a social life, which you've desperately needed in all our conversations we've had. You want to be around people again. You don't miss a beat, babe. You just go there. You know, and you need other people that are all so right on time. You can have those stimulating conversations.
Yeah.
You really need that. You really need that.
Yeah. I've been isolated for 3 years.
Mhm. Yep. And that is so not good for you, as we know. So things are going to change, and so now it's time just to ready yourself. Make sure you have everything ready to make the change. This is your time to finish
I
up
do.
Between now and July 10th, okay? There may be a couple
between
things you haven't
July
considered.
10th.
Yep. When Jupiter goes direct on top of your Mercury, you're going to get good news, I guarantee you.
Oh, I'm looking forward to that. I just need the money, that's all. I'm all ready to go.
Beautiful.
And I'm going to say, one thing that I do want to reemphasize that Aphrodite said is breathing. Even if you're sitting there relaxing, learn deep breathing techniques and take more breaths. The oxygen level is really important, and I think you need to focus on that.
Okay, good. Thank you. Thank you, ladies. I love you both.
You want to stay on hold or you're going away?
Yep, on hold.
Okay, I'll put
you
on hold, baby. All right.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
What a sweetheart. The waiting game is so challenging.
Oh, yeah.
Is it not?
Oh, yeah.
This is somebody else from your neck of the woods. Are you ready?
Okay.
Air code 561-287. You're on the air.
Hey, ladies. It's Stacy.
Hey,
December 20. Yeah, December 26, 1967. And I guess like the other caller, I haven't really been socializing at all. And I just want to know if you see like a zodiac sign or of anyone I'm going to be meeting or be interested in, you know, like timing or whatever.
Oh, let's take a look at that for you. Okay, that sounds kind of exciting. Let's take a peek.
Well, okay. And I'm going to say this, Stacy. We were just talking about patience. You need a little bit of patience, okay?
Oh, I have. Yeah. For a long, long time.
Oh, I know, but you're getting there, okay? Mars is, your natal Mars is at 19 degrees, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Mars is in Aquarius right now, and Aphrodite talks about this long length of time that it's going to be in there because it goes retrograde, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to, what's going to happen is it's not going to come close enough before it goes retrograde to affect you. So it's going to go retrograde and then go back and then come into your Mars. So you're looking at towards the fall.
Halloween!
There you go.
Oh, okay, as long as I have New Year's Eve.
That's what you're waiting for.
Yeah,
I mean,
so you're saying that's
more than one thing going on
right
around Halloween for you, Stacy. What's happening is that Mars is going to be sitting on your Mars, okay, which is really good to attract the right man that vibrates to your frequency. And Jupiter is going to be sitting on your Venus-Neptune conjunction at the same time. So that last week of October, you need to be out there, girl.
Oh, wow, yeah. A friend of mine sent me wigs to go out in. Imagine that.
Wow. That's great.
Yeah. But, you know, that sounds great. I don't really, you know, go out much, you know, because, you know, financially it's expensive. And, you know, I guess a nice friend would be nice. And the problem is I have a friend, but, you know, I just think that, you know, I'm not really into clubbing and going out at 10 o'clock at night. That's the problem. And I guess, you know, at my age, I don't feel like going out at 10 o'clock at night. Do you think I'm wrong?
No, Stacy. Let that go. Let the universe provide it for you. That's not what's going to happen, okay?
And
you can do during the day on the weekends. Like, you know, you can play volleyball on the beach, you know.
That's what I tell her.
Little festivals that they have and walk around. Yeah, you can do a lot of things.
That's what I said to her. That's exactly it. So you both understand. She's like, well, I'm going out to dinner with my parents first. I'll see you later then. And I'm thinking that's really offensive. It's not like she says, come on and join us ever. You know, she'd be like, I'm having a barbecue on Memorial Day. I'm having some people I know from college there. I wasn't invited. Then she called me up 10:40 at night to start going out. And I, up to a club, I said, no, I'm asleep. And I just feel like, you know, if I had a nice, sincere friend, that would be good. But that didn't really, you know, make me feel too good, especially also she doesn't have the problem with jobs or anything. And, you know, I just thought that wasn't a boost for me. You know, it's like there's things to do. It's, you know, South Florida, go to the beach, go play volleyball, even go for an early happy hour, you know, something
yep,
like
exactly
that.
Yeah, exactly right. Sit by the water, have great conversation, listen to some music. That's not expensive, you know.
Yeah, live music
outside.
I so
agree with you. You're
exactly,
so right.
Outdoor cafes.
You're so right, Stace. Yeah.
So exactly. So you guys are understanding that, you know, we're on the same plane. And she's kind of like, you know, pissed that I don't want to go out at 10 o'clock. And I was like, no, there's other things I can do. You know,
well,
it's
there's no reason
crazy.
To be angry about this. You're just very different people as far as the way you approach your extracurricular activities. So it's not something you have to personalize, okay? You just have to recognize and say, you know, that's really not my style, but maybe we could do this on Saturday during the day. So give her another alternative. I don't think the friendship is bad. I just think that your lifestyles are very different. She's not doing this to hurt you, Stacey.
Well,
yeah.
I just thought
she's
the barbecue and her a barbecue with her college friends over at a family's house. I just thought I just felt bad that she called me up after 10, like after they left. I kind of felt, you understand.
Not be included. I understand. Yep.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I'm like.
But I'm wondering if you would not have appreciated some of the people there. Maybe the universe stepped in too. You have to understand that not everything is as personal as you think it is. There probably was a reason you didn't show up at that barbecue, and there may have been somebody there that offended you. You don't know that. So just trust the divine. You didn't go. It didn't matter.
Yeah.
There's going to be other opportunities. And just walk yourself slowly forward with these retrogrades we have going on right now. Just walk yourself slowly forward, and you'll be okay. You'll be okay.
So it's in October it finally ends.
Oh, that's going to be the best time. Oh, my goodness. I'm so excited for you.
God. Thank you so much. You understand it hasn't been, you know, especially with the rejection from the job situation. So I just want to feel alive again.
And you know what? It's okay to go through periods of time where you feel insecure. And you've had a lot going on, you know, over the last couple of years. Mm-hmm. We know because we've been talking to you. And that's okay because, you know what, you're still in there. You're doing the best that you can. You're working with what you've got, but new opportunities are coming. Rest on that truth. Okay?
Thank you. I appreciate it. You know, I guess I'll be soon enough and just think, you know, at least New Year's, I won't be alone.
You'll be fine. You hang in there, and you have a sweet night tonight, okay?
Thank you both. God bless.
God bless.
I still want to listen to the show.
All right, Clay, I'll keep you on. Well, right now we don't have any other callers holding on, so tell us about your journey back to Ohio, Jacqueline.
The journey. It's 1,166 miles of a ride. So,
I understand about the long drives, as you know.
Yeah. Well, you know, and I don't do anything different than a lot of people do. I mean, I'm just later because I'm backwards than the normal person is. Usually people start at another state and have lived in another state for a long period of time, full time, and then decide to become a snowbird, and I'm backwards. This is my home. This is my full-time place, and I'm going to do that. But, you know, it's an amazing lifestyle. It really is. You get the best of both worlds, and it really, even though it's very complicated, it really enriches the lifestyle. I can see why there are so many people who have become snowbirds. And you can see it in Florida that, you know, this big massive amount of people come in for the winter. And then, like now, it's, you know, it's very quiet. Everything's calmed down and it's you know, very slow moving at this point in time.
Well, our listeners, you know that Jacqueline's one of my best friends, and I want to invite her to look at her Stewart chart with me as far as her journey that's coming up this week. And the beautiful trines. We have both the Sun and Mercury in Gemini and trine to her Sun and her vertex, okay, in the Stewart chart, which is where she is right now, and also some beautiful trines going on with the moon, and Mars is coming up this week, too. So I have a feeling this is going to be a very interesting journey for you, Jack, and very good.
A lot of moving parts.
Yes, and Neptune, of course, is sitting on your south node in Pisces, so you're going to miss your Florida. We know that.
Well, you know, I am a water.
But baby. You're going to have your farm and your beloved, and you're going to be able to. Hopefully you won't have as much rain there as you've been having in Florida.
I can only pray.
Exactly right.
I know they haven't had much water up there lately, so I figure...
We've been getting a lot of water here in Virginia.
Luck.
And flood watch and all that stuff and hail and all that, which is very unusual. I mean, it happened last year and this year. It's kind of, you know, unusual, but... It is what it is. It's the weather. It's not like you can do a lot about it.
Well, we had
my cats complain, and they think I'm supposed to be able to change the weather. My cats. They think I can change the weather. Jacqueline, guess what? I do not have that kind of power.
No, you do not. The universe definitely has a steering wheel on that faucet.
Now, are you planning on new classes when you come back to Florida in the fall?
Yes.
Because Jupiter is going to be retrograding very close to your Neptune and your Venus, and before it turns, and I'm thinking to myself, she's got something special she's going to offer to people about developing their psychic gifts when she gets back here. Aren't you?
We'll see.
I had to tease you a little bit, Jacqueline. But you are so good at what you do. And it's a blessing to have you on this show. And like I said, it's just a little bit of a slow night tonight, but I don't think we ever got the launch done with Blog Talk. But that's okay. I think the people that we talk to, they're precious, they're beautiful, and we gave them some great insight. So tell them where they can find you, even though you're not going to be where you're living right now.
Okay. Well, they can call me at 772-286-2720. How can they find you, Aphrodite?
They can reach me at 540-400-0110. And you can also find us on Facebook. And we're here every Sunday night from 6 to 7. And we're here to serve you. And we're so happy for those that call in and those that just simply listen, because we want to let you know what's going on cosmically, because it's going to help you to be more informed of the big picture, which sometimes with the stress of the world today, we forget about that, and we need to be gently reminded. Wish you a great week. Yes, it is a good thing. And we'll talk to you next Sunday night. And in the meantime, make every moment count. And many blessings to all of you. Good night.
Have a good week.
Good night.